Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. What a mighty God we serve. We thank God for each of you all coming on today on the Tuesday prayer line for the children. The children are honored by God. He loves children. And the Lord said that children are a part of the kingdom too. He said, don't hinder them. Don't stop them. Don't block them. Allow them to participate in the kingdom as well. So, Father, we thank you for the young apostles, the young prophets, the young evangelists, the young pastors, the young teachers that you're calling for the work of the ministry. We thank you that we are training them in the way that they should go. So when they get a certain age, Lord God, they will not depart from you in the name of Jesus. They will be obedient to their parents. They will honor their parents all the days of their lives. So we give you honor. We give you praise. We give you thanks. You're an awesome King, a mighty God. We have no God great like you, Jehovah. You are greater, 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 greater than we ever imagined, Lord God. We are thankful today for what you're doing, what you're going to do. Oh, we honor your presence today. We thank you that today is January 24, 2023. You're an amazing God. You're an awesome King. You are the mighty I Am. You are the great and holy one. Be high and lifted up, our King, in the name of Jesus. We honor you today. We give you glory, praise, and thanks because you are the Most High God. You are a magnificent God. You are truly Abba Father. You're the one that leads us every day. So we're calling on your mighty name, your holy name. We thank you that your presence is with us, oh God. So, Father, we cover every person on the line today. We thank you for what you're doing in all of us, oh God. We thank you that you're moving by your power, by your might. And you, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that you're leading us by your Holy Spirit. As we open our mouths in prayer today, for the children of the world, pray through us, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We are grateful that we can call on you. We are grateful that we can say, Abba, Father, which art in heaven. Hallowed be thy holy name. Oh, my God, we just love and adore you, Father, in the name of Jesus. B-I-B-L-E, the basic instructions that we need before we leave the earth. Don't just put it on the shelf. Pick it up and read it. The Bible, the most important book in the world. You know, we can look at Facebook, Twitter, all of those, you know, things that we are distracted by. But the main thing is we got to pray. We got to read the word. We got to study the word. We got to obey the word. So I thank God today. Oh, my God, we have several young children on with us today. We have Esther's granddaughter on. She's going to sing a song. Esther, let her say her name and her age. So we're ready, yes. Esther.
Okay. Adelisa.
Adelisa. Adelisa, I'll just jump in.
How old are you?
4.
Good job.
Just go. Go ahead, Adelisa.
Let's see.
I got the joy,
joy, joy, joy, down in my heart. With down in my heart.
I got the joy,
joy, joy, joy, down in my heart. With down in my heart. To Jesus in my heart. I got the Jesus passes understanding down in my heart. Where's down in my heart? Where's down in my heart? Got the peace of passes understanding down in my heart. Where's down in my heart to stay? And I'm so happy, so very happy. I got the love of Jesus in my heart. And I'm so happy, so very happy. I got the love of Jesus in my heart.
Amen. 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 Woo! That was awesome, Adelie. We just love you. You are so precious. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for Adelie, the young one, the four-year-old that you birthed into the earth realm for such a time as this. Bless Adelie's father and her mother and her grandparents. Oh, God, thank you for the way that they're training her up and the way that she should go. We decree and declare Adelie will love you and obey you and her parents all the days of her life. So, Father, we thank you for increase for Adelie, Lord. And in the name of Jesus, amen. Thank you, Adelie. That was awesome, awesome, awesome. Well, we got young people on here today. We have some people from Florida. Sister Julia's grandsons are on here. They're going to say some scriptures for us. So, Sister Julia, let them say their name. Good afternoon, Sister Julia. How are you?
Fine. Praise God. Praise God.
Praise God. My name is Zaire, and I'm 7 years old.
I'm King. Hallelujah. My name is King, and I'm 6 years old. And thank you for God's son dying on the cross for us.
Are you ready?
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, forgive us our debts, as we give our debts. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. Now is the kingdom, the power, the glory, forever. Amen. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Amen. I have a great pastor. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He made me passion right for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the vast shadow of death, I fear no evil. Thou art with me. Thy rod, thy staff, they comfort me. Thy presence is before me. Thy presence is my enemy. O Lord, my head with all. My cup runneth o'er. Surely gives me mercy to follow me. All days of my life. That's the thing I have, Lord, forever. Amen.
Not your heart be troubled.
Living right, believing God for me.
My Father's house.
I'm in it with me. And when I fell, I'm in that building. I'll compare places. I'll come again and see you. And to myself, know where I am, and I need, know the outside. Know where I go, and know where you know. Come and say to him, Lord, we know where I go. How to know the way. Jesus said to him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father, but by me.
What did David say?
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. What did David say? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Let the
word in my mouth and the meditation in my heart be accepted in my sight. Hold on, my strength and my redeemer. Amen.
Thank you.
Can we sing a song?
They want to sing a song.
God is good. God is great. God just saved our lives today.
Amen.
Amen.
Oh, my God. Woo! Thank God for the children. It said a little child should lead them. So they're leading us today. Oh, my God. We adults got to come up. The children are on here, and we are so grateful for them. We're grateful for the children today. I thank God for every child who came on and participated today. Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to bless the young boys who came on, Sister Julia's great-grandsons. And they are 7, 6, and 5 years young. So, Father, I decree and declare they will serve you all the days of their lives. They will continually love you, honor you, obey you, obey their parents and those who have rule and authority over them. Keep them safe and protected under the shadow of your almighty wings. Nothing by any means will harm them. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen. Well, I thank God for the children today. Little Adelie, 4 years young, she's saying, I got the joy down in my heart. I thank you for the boys, Julia's great-grandson. She's training them up in the way that they should go. I said, my God, how did you get them to do that? She said, oh, when she take them to school every morning, she say those prayers, and they're saying them with her. So that's what we got to do, y'all. Thank God, thank God, thank God. All right. So today we're going to be praying for the children all over the world. We're going to be praying for Julia's grandson and Esther's granddaughter and her grandchildren. Sister Julia's great-grandsons, and all of her grandchildren, great-grandchildren, all of our grandchildren and great-grandchildren that are on the line. So we appreciate you. We thank God for you. I'm going to call on Sister Annette first. Sister Annette, can you pray? The Bible says call for the cunning women, the ones that are in prayer. So can you pray for them? That God will send them to pray for the children of the world.
Amen, amen, amen. I am rejoicing at the children. That was so beautiful to hear them. What a great blessing that they are. Thank God for them. And so, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we come before you today with thanksgiving in our hearts. We are rejoicing. Oh, God, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. In the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you today. And, Lord, we call forth the cunning women, Lord God. Father, your word says for the cunning women. Father, we thank you that the women are cunning, that they are faithful to pray, that they are dedicated, Lord God, consecrated to you, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that they are discerning women, Father, that they have revelation because they spend time with you in the name of Jesus, Lord God. And so we thank you for them, Lord God, women who won't come off the wall, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. They won't come off the wall. Father, women that will not listen to the rock shaka, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And Father, we pray that you send forth these women. We call them forth to pray in the name of Jesus. Lord, we need prayer like never before. Oh God, for our children, Father, and grandchildren, great-grandchildren, Father, for the youth, Lord God. And so we call forth for the cunning women to come forth in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we just thank you for them, Father. We know that they are there. But God, we call them forth to your work for the kingdom, Lord God. Father, that you would uphold this nation, Lord God, and uphold the world, Lord God, that our youth would be saved and sanctified and consecrated for your kingdom, that they will be sanctified and filled with the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus. So we thank you, Lord God. We know that there are many women. Some of them are lonely. They live alone, Father. They widows, Father, divorced. But God, we call forth to cunning women, Lord God. We thank you for them. We bless them. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus. And we put out a clarion call, Father, that you would stir their hearts, Father, that and give them an urgency, Lord God, an urgency, an urgency, an urgency, Lord God, to come forth and pray like never before in the name of Jesus. So we thank you, we thank you, we thank you. Father, we cover them with your blood. And Father, we pray that your will be done. Father, help the cunning women to be crucified, that not their will, but God, there will be your will, Father. Let them die to their flesh even the more. And Lord, we'll be so careful to give you all the glory, all the honor, and all of the praise. And so we blow the trumpet in Zion, calling for the cunning women to come forth like never before. In the name of Jesus, we pray and we do give you thanks. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Sister Lanny, are you able to pray right now, Sister Lanny?
Yes, ma'am. Sister G, there's a break in the line every now and then. But I will
pray. Okay. Can you pray for the children to be like Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, have dreams, visions, and interpret
them?
Yes,
amen. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for the example of Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, that they had determined to serve God. And Daniel is the one that was in the lion's den. They had to make a decision to bow down to man or bow down to God. And so we thank you, Father, that Daniel had the courage to say, better to obey God than to obey man. And Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego were the Hebrew boys who were thrown in the fiery furnace for a similar situation. A man wanted them to treat him as God, and they only would serve the God of heaven. So we thank you, Father, that the children that are on this line and those that we are lifting up who may not be on this line, we pray, God, that they will have courage to say, I choose God over man. And we know, Father, we're in the world, but we're not of the world. Teach them how to be in the world but not of the world, because they trust you, because they learn about you, because they have been taught about you. And they are understanding the power of having a true and the living God to be the Lord of your life. From the top of their head to the sole of their feet, Father, we bless them, that they will make you welcome as their Savior, welcome as their healer, their deliverer, their comforter, their forgiver, and even to be show them how to forget some things that need to be out of their, came through their mind or through their ears that were not helpful for them to be drawn nearer to you. God, we pray for cleansing of their hearts, mind, soul, and spirit, that anything that's been said to them that did not give you glory, we come against it in Jesus' name. We cast it down. Hallelujah, God. We only pray that they will receive the report of the Lord. Whatever you said in the word, you say who they are, that that's who they'll be. That they will obey their parents. They will listen to other teachers and leaders who have their best interest at heart. I pray, God, for their salvation right now, especially for their salvation. I pray now that they will be teachable. And they have hearts of flesh, and they will be willing to be learners, great learners of you. And then after learning and understanding, they can be doers of the word. Thank you, God, for children who will hear. Thank you, God, for children who desire to hear. And those who don't have desire, they don't understand, God, I pray that you will send ministers to them to show them that they need you in their lives. How we bless you, God, for this change, for this rearranging that only you can do by the power of the Holy Spirit. So love you and so give you all the praise for the benefit of the children to know they can have a Daniel spirit and a Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego spirit and triumph in this world in the name of Jesus on this side of heaven. We thank you, God. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Sister Lanny. Sister Ossie, could you pray for the children to be encouraged by their parents, by their teachers and church leaders?
Yeah. Okay. Father, we come to you humbly. We ask for encouragement for the children around the world. And we ask for ideas from the parents to come up with to encourage their children, Father God. And on days when they just don't feel like it, Father God, let the children be able to encourage themselves. In Jesus' name, we plead the blood of Jesus over the children of the world and the encouragement spirit that's going to be let out right now today, Father God. In Jesus' name,
And we thank you for it in advance. Amen.
Amen, amen. Father, in the name of Jesus, we pray that you would raise up a generation of children that are word-filled, God-fearing, young men and young women to take over the world by force. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for the parents and the grandparents and the great-grandparents, training them up in the way they should go, teaching them the word. Let the word be written on the tables of their heart that they would not sin against you, that they would teach them the word, like you said in Deuteronomy, from the time they get up in the morning to the time they go to bed, that they would be filled with the word. They would read the word, pray the word, study the word. They would be word children. And I thank you, Lord God, that they would be a generation filled with your spirit, oh God. They would honor you. They will bless you. Oh, God, know who you are. They would have a relationship with you like never before, Father. In the name of Jesus, they would honor you as the Most High God. They would fear you like never before. Oh, God, I thank you that they will be sensitive to your spirit. They will hear your voice. They will honor you. They will obey you. In the name of Jesus, I thank you that they will be healthy and well. They would eat pulse like Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego to help them be even more sensitive to your spirit. They will be children who will fast and pray. They will be children who you honor their prayers, oh God. I think that they will lay hands on children at school and pray for them. Lay hands on children in the neighborhood and pray for them. Even in church, they will be used to do a mighty work for you. So we thank you, Lord God, for that generation of word-filled, God-fearing children. In the name of Jesus, amen. All right, Sister Annette, can you pray and cover our children's eye gates, their ear gates, from filthy music and filthy words?
Yes. Hallelujah. Father, we just thank you for the children, Lord God. Father, thank you for the blessing, the gift of children, Lord God. And Father, we just thank you for them, Lord God. Father, we know that you desire that they serve you, their creator, in their youth. And so, Lord God, we pray, oh God, that you would bless them, Father, and protect their eye gates and their ear gates, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we pray, Lord, that they would reject anything that is not like you, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we come against secular, worldly music, God, and even movies and TikTok and all these other things that are out here now, Lord God, to try to distract them, God, to hinder their walk with you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We come against filthy and curse words, Lord God, that would try to resonate in their spirit. Father, we know that the enemy is tricky, and Father, he's deceitful, he's a liar, he's a stealer, a murderer. Father, we know that he tries to implant things because he's the prince of the air. And so, God, we pray, Lord God, that you would let things that are glorified to you be seen, and that with their eye gate and with their ear gate, Lord God, they would hear things that glorify the name of the Lord in the name of Jesus. So we just pray your protection over these children, Lord God. And Father, if they hear it, God, we pray that they be so full of the word, Lord God, that they would reject it and say, this is not of God. And then we pray, God, that you give them courage and boldness and strength. Lord God, we that they would not do what their peers are doing. We come against the a stronghold of peer pressure that would try to seduce and lure, entice them to come on in and do it because everybody else is doing it. Father, we bind that in the name of Jesus, enticement, Lord God, the seduction and luring spirits in the name of Jesus. And, oh, God, we lose boldness and courage and strength, Lord God, and wisdom in the name of Jesus. So, God, we ask you, Lord God, to raise up an army of young people, oh, God, who are sold out, God, in the name of Jesus, that, Father, according to Ecclesiastes 12, Father, that when they get older, they won't have a life of regrets, Father, that they would serve you in their youth. And so, God, we just ask you, sanctify, consecrate them, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And, Father, keep their hearts pure, oh, God, before you in the name of Jesus. So we just come against filthy words and filthy music that would try to rule and reign over them, Lord God. We cover them with the blood of Jesus. And, Father, anybody who's not saved, God, we pray for them. And we pray that the parents would even take their rightful place and grandparents, relatives, and say that is not a good thing in the name of Jesus. So we thank you, we thank you, we thank you. And we bless the children in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Sister Lanny, can you pray for children to get physical exercise and stay in good condition? Physical exercise,
yes,
eat
ma'am.
Healthy and stay.
Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you that you have given us a perfect example of what healthy is like. To just know you, to know you in our hearts, to know you in our soul, spirit, mind, and our bodies. So, Father, we lift up the children who's maybe been eating some of the wrong foods and they can't function in school properly because they don't have the right nutrition that's feeding their bodies, feeding their bones, their joints, their enzymes, to help them to think and focus because they're eating the wrong food. Father, I pray for wisdom of the adults around them who have the responsibility of feeding them the appropriate nutritious meals and that they will have wisdom and know how to execute. And I know sometimes, Father, when you give a children what they want for so long, it's hard to make the switch. But, God, we pray that you will give them wisdom to understand that they must do this in order to help their children grow and to prosper and to be in good health. They need to help them by putting the right nutrition before them. So we thank you, Father, for parents that will catch the revelation to serve. The children are not responsible for what they eat in general because they are subject to the adults around them. So, Father, when they say candy, let the parents say carrots. When they say donuts, let the parents say something else that's more nutritious. Father, we ask that you will give them a balance, that they, some of these things will be treats for them from time to time, but their normal eating pattern will be the vegetables and fruit and food from the other food groups, that there will be a balance. So the children will grow up strong and healthy. Most of all, that they will have the ability to think clear, to make wiser choices. It's all a part of the wisdom process. That the body is healthy, that the body has the right fuel in it to make the body go and do the things it ought to do. God, we thank you for the nutritionists at schools or wherever they go to eat, where they have to make choices also of what the children should be eating. Let them just not empty that refrigerator trying to get things out of their way and forget how to balance a meal for the children. We pray, God, that there's somebody in that cafeteria, somebody in that place that will have a heart for children, and we want to care about their needs more than their ability to execute some things there in the building for themselves. God, we thank you for children that they will begin to love vegetables and fruit. They will begin to love those things that they need to help them be strong and grow up strong and healthy. We love you, Lord, and we thank you that you are master orchestrator, and we know you can do it. And we ask all of this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Sister Lane. Sister Ossie, could you pray for the children to be strong and courageous? Strong and courageous.
Okay. All right, Father God, we help the children of the world. And we ask for the spirit of strength and courageousness to cover them right now, Father God. Father God, I've been studying Romans 8:23-27, Father God. And Lord, let them see the strength in your word, Father God. Give them the craving, Father God, to come toward you, Father God. That way they can be mighty in all their efforts, Father God. Even efforts what they didn't even think of, Father God. So we thank you right now. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you. Father, in the name of Jesus, we pray for the children to have wisdom, insight, understanding, that they would make wise choices because they're wise and because they understand that there are consequences to making choices that are not wise. So, Father, we give you praise and thanks. We honor you, the great and mighty I am. We thank you that even Solomon taught his son. He said, son, choose wisely. Don't go the way of the enemy. He told him to have wisdom in the name of Jesus to make wise choices. So we are grateful, Father, for all that you're doing for the children, for their families. We pray in the mighty name of Jesus that our children, Lord God, when they have difficulty trying to make a choice, that they would consult a wise person. They would not consult their friends who may not be wise, but that they would consult a wise person to give them answers for what they need in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we thank you for wisdom, knowledge, understanding for our children. So when they have to make decisions, oh, God, that the decisions that they make will come directly from you, that you are the wise counselor, and that you, oh, God, will direct their path. So I thank you for the children bending the knee and praying and say, Lord, I don't know what to do. Lord, help me. So, Father, you are a helper in the time of trouble. And you said, trouble don't last always. And you said, let not your heart be troubled. So we pray that our children's hearts would not be troubled, but that they would be full of wisdom like Solomon in Proverbs. I thank you that our children will begin to read the book of Proverbs and have wisdom downloaded in them. And their parents will read it to them in the name of Jesus. So, Father, I thank you for wise parents as well as wise children. We bless and honor you. We give you glory. We give you praise and we give you thanks for the wisdom that you're putting in our children. In Jesus' name, amen. Sister Annette, can you pray for the children to maintain their purity? No sexual activity until they're married. Hello? Sister Annette, are you there? Yes? Can you hear me?
Yes, I'm sorry. I hear you. I'm sorry. All right. So you want me to pray for the children to maintain their purity and abstain from sex before marriage? Is that correct?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Father God, we love you. We love you. We love you. And Father, we just honor you. We honor you today, Lord God. Lord, as we call out about the children being pure, oh God, before you, Father, and to be abstinent, Lord God, to maintain their purity until they are married. Lord God, we just ask you, Lord God, to put a hedge of protection around them, Lord God. We pray, oh God, that you keep them from evil, wicked, ungodly people, Father, conniving people, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, we pray, oh God, Father, especially for the girls, Lord, Father, that they would not be deceived, Father. And so we come against that spirit of deception, the deception that is used sometimes to say, if you love me, you'll do this and you'll do that. Father, we pray that they would not be deceived to think that giving their body away, Father, is a means of showing love, God, but realize that trying to protect their body is showing love. So, God, we just pray, oh, God, that you give them wisdom and knowledge and understanding, God, that they'll be able to stand the test, Father. In the name of Jesus, we pray, too, that they not be placed in compromising situations, God. But, Father, we pray that their parents would try to protect them, Father, and keep up with their activities and associations, God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we bind the spirit of rebellion in the name of Jesus. We curse the very seed and root of it. We pull out that stronghold. We know that rebellion sometimes is a part of adolescence, but God, we pray that, Father, if there's any rebellion, let it be toward the devil in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we pray that you keep them a pure God. And, Father, give them activities that would help keep them busy, Lord God, as their bodies are changing, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, activities. Wholesome activities in the name of Jesus. And Father, even in terms of the exposure of the ear gates and the eye gates, God, that they would not be looking at movies and porno and stuff. We just come against all of those devices of Satan, Lord God, that he would try to use to lure and seduce the children into that type of life. We come against it right now in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, we ask you to touch their hearts and minds. Lord, give them a desire to live for you, Father, and to realize that their bodies are the temple of the Holy Ghost, Father. At a young age, Lord God, even like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, God, Father, give them that fortitude, Lord God. Give them that strength in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we pray that you cover them with your blood, Lord God. Father, they get in a compromising situation. God, make a way of escape in the name of Jesus. So we cover them with the blood of Jesus, Father, not only the girls, but, God, the boys in various situations, just like the girls. Father, so we pray, oh, God, that you allow them to be pure before you, oh, God, when they take their marriage vows in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we pray, oh, God, that the spirit of abstinence would be upon them as they remain pure for you and for your kingdom in the name of Jesus. So we pray also, Lord God, that you would loose laborers across their path, mentors who would encourage them and tell them that it's not strange, but that this is the right thing to do to encourage them, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, we'll be so careful to give you all the glory, the honor, and the praise in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Delaney, are you still there?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Could you pray for the children not to be conformed to the things of this world, like drugs, alcohol, crime, pornography, or things that would cause them to go to jail?
Yes, ma'am. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, so thank you that you sold us in your word that when a man know the truth, that's when they can be truly free. And we know, Father, that our children have been subject to many lies in their growth from things that we adults have shown them through our examples when we missed the mark with drugs and alcohol and doing things that will wind up sending parents to jail, brothers and sisters to jail. The children have lived with that. They've been around it. They've heard about it. They participated. They're close to people who have experienced those things. But, Father, I pray that you will give them the mind to say, God, I need your help. Help me to make better choices. Help me to be wiser. Help me to make better decisions so that I won't put myself in harm's way. God, we just as we spoke of giving them the right nutrition for food, help them to know that the recreational foods that they have, the recreational things that they do, will not include drugs, will not include alcohol, even cigarettes. Anything that's going to cause their body to be contaminated and later on create new problems for them, and as well as
the behavior of having been around people who steal, kill, or lie, and do things that will cause them to go to jail, and that they hang out with those kind of people. We pray, Father, they don't have the courage to walk away, to say, not me, that's not what I want. Our God, I pray for their strength to have that kind of wisdom, to have that kind of courage. We know that courage comes from you. Your word says in Jeremiah 29:11, you know the thoughts that you plan for us. We want them to have a future. We want them to be able to know the purpose you put them have for them, so they will have a future that they can be proud of, that they can make themselves proud and make their parents and community proud, and most of all, glorify you. So, God, we pray that children will have wisdom before they move to that final step that will take them to the wrong decision. I pray, God, that the Holy Spirit will speak, send someone to speak, send a memory of something they heard in Sunday school and teaching, even with the teachers at school, the teachers at church, teachers in the community, telling them the way of life that is prosperous, that they can be good citizens and not people that in jail that have that good citizens have to pay to take care of while they are paying for their crimes. So, God, we pray for wisdom for the children and courage for the children, that they will be strong enough to resist those things that would cause them to go to jail, cause them to be unhealthy, cause them to defile their bodies. Bless, Father, in the name of Jesus, their wisdom, their opportunities to learn. Send the right people to teach them. Send the right people to train them. Even send the right people to be examples before them to help them make better choices. We know it's possible because you are God of all possibilities. We can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. Strengthen the children, Father, in the name of Jesus. Strengthen them, God. In Jesus' name, now we come against the enemy, every lie that he set up against them, every trick the enemy has used to try to make them think that they're not worthy of the best that you say they should have. God, we come against that. We cancel that lie, send it back to the pit of hell. Let the fruit of that fall to the ground and die, and the children will rise up and be victors for you in Christ Jesus. We so bless you, God. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Sister Lane. Okay. Sister Ossie, can you pray for children to desire to do the right thing, that they would desire to do the right thing?
Yes. Okay. Father God, we lift up the children of the world, and we're asking for the children's desire to do the right thing. Father God, wisdom has been ringing in my ear, Father God, all this week, and that's what's going on in this life, Father God. In your book, you say wisdom is a sister, Sister Wisdom. That's what you call her. So, Father God, may it since she's already their sister, may allow her to become their favorite sister. Yes, Lord. Let them desire to want to know their sister wisdom. Let her become their favorite wisdom, Lord. Let them want to seek her, Father God. I bring awareness, Father God. Let them be aware, Father God. Also, Father God, let them recognize her, even in her wounds, Father God. So, Father God, we lift it up and we send it out and we thank you in advance. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you, Sister Ossie. Father, in the name of Jesus, we pray for the children in other countries who are being abused physically, sexually, mentally, and in every way, Lord God. We pray a hedge of protection around them. In the name of Jesus, we pray, Lord God, that their captives would set them free. Lord, don't let their captives get any rest until they set the children that are being abused physically, sexually, mentally in America as well as other countries, oh God. Oh God, we thank you, Lord God, for a way of escape for those children who are going through situations that seem unbearable, that seem like they have no escape, but give them a way of escape, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Father, be their refuge. Fight the battle for them in the name of Jesus. And Father, we ask you to come quick in the name of Jesus. We are thanking you ahead of time for what you're going to do for the children all over the world that need protection in the name of Jesus from their abusers, even in their home. Abuse, oh God, whether it's physical, mental, emotional, spiritual abuse, we decree and declare it is cut off at the root now in the name of Jesus. So we praise and honor you in Jesus' name. Amen. Sister Nat, if you could pray that children will be taught how to handle anger. Children will be taught how to handle anger.
And Lord God, we love and praise, we bless you, we honor you, Lord God. We know that anger is something that can be either positive or negative. And Father, we just pray against the anger, Lord God, that would cause children to harm themselves, oh God, and others, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We pray, Lord God, that the spirit of anger would not linger with them because we all get angry. Well, Father, you said don't let the sun go down on your anger. So, Father, we pray that the children would be taught ways to deal with anger, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we pray that they would be taught, God, that there are ways you can handle it through journaling, Father, through conversations, Father, through having healthy hobbies and activities, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, going to talk to someone who will listen to them, Father, someone that has good intent for them in the name of Jesus. And so, Lord God, we pray, oh God, that they would be able to channel that energy, Lord God, into something that will be for their good and not their harm in the name of Jesus. Lord, we just pray, Lord God, that you educate us as a group of people, Father. A lot of times we downplay things, and Father, help us to be able to explain it properly to them, Father, that it is a part of life, but that is what you choose to do with it that makes the difference. And, Lord God, we pray that they don't take the anger and turn it inwardly toward themselves in the name of Jesus, Father, that they realize that it's not healthy to hold things in, Father, but to get it out, to express it. And, Father, that there's a way to do it. So, Father, we just thank you, Lord God, for them, Father. We thank you, Lord God, that they are teachable, that they have a willing spirit, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, God, that they will listen to people who are God-fearing people, Father, wise people that would give them advice, Father, in the name of Jesus, Father, that they would hear them, Father. And, Father, even as the book of Proverbs, many of the scriptures said, if you listen. And so, Father, we pray that you give them a listening ear so that they can receive it, the instructions, oh God, in the name of Jesus, and that they would not have to learn through the school of hard knocks. But, Father, that they will be able to learn, oh, God, by listening to people, by reading, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. So we pray that you set their face like a flint, that they look neither to the left nor to the right, but, Father, they look straight ahead and to the author and the finisher of their faith, you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And so we just pray your blessings upon them, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that they would learn how to deal with anger appropriately. And so, Father, we just thank you, Lord God, for healthy expressions of anger, Father, for the children, And we just thank you for him. And we pray, oh God, that you sanctify him and consecrate him for your kingdom. Lord God, just put a hedge of protection around him, God, in the name of Jesus, that they would not make abrupt decisions when they're angry to retaliate, Father. We just come against retaliation in the name of Jesus. And, Father, we pull out that stronghold curse and the seed and root of it, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And, Father, as we pray, oh, God, Father, that they would learn to be still and to be quiet in you, oh, God, to hear the voice of God in the name of Jesus. So fill them with your precious Holy Spirit, Lord God. They need the Holy Ghost, Lord God. And so we pray that you fill them as they are saved, or, Father, that you save them. In Jesus' name we pray and give you thanks. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much. Sister Lanny, can you pray for children to be taught the importance of being obedient?
Yes, ma'am. God, in the name of Jesus, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, we're so thankful that we as adults know how to obey you, know how to be before our children, that we know the right and the wrong. We know what's holy, what's unholy. We know what's good and we know what's bad, and we practice it in our own behavior so that the children will have positive examples even before they begin to understand what they need. They can see it. Hallelujah. Because children often become what they see, not what they're being told. So, God, we pray that we can be the bright examples. And I speak of all the adults in the presence of children everywhere, that we will learn to practice what's appropriate so that when it's time for them to begin to understand how they can fine-tune their lives, how they can be redirected to be taught, to be trained, those things that would lead them to the way of truth and life. In Jesus' name, we pray, Father, that we have been the example that they need. And then, Father, we pray for as they grow and make mistakes, that we have enough love, spirit, and patience with them to help them overcome whatever they did, to be refreshed, to be forgiven, and to start again. That we'll have that kind of grace and that kind of mercy. The same grace and mercy that you gave to us, we share it with them. We freely share it with them to let them know that as long as there's life, there's hope. And as long as there's hope, there's God. And there's always a means of escape. That's what the Father does. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. From the beginning of creation, he's made a means of escape for us, particularly through the life of Jesus Christ. If they would accept Christ, he will guide them through the power of the Holy Spirit to what is best decisions that they can make. And they can make good choices. And they can be good citizens for the world because they know Jesus, because they serve Jesus. So, God, I pray for the land. I pray for our children, God, that the body of Christ will begin to reevaluate who we are and how we present ourselves so that we can present to the children the picture of you before them, and they would desire it. It's in the name of Jesus we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Sister Asi, would you pray that children would be involved in good activities after school and on the weekend, like volleyball, basketball, track, et cetera?
Okay. Yes. Father God, we look at the children of the world, and we ask that they be involved in good activities, Father. Father God, they said that sports is the anti-club, Father God. So let every child find their knack, you know, Father God. Allow them to find a sport, what they're good at, something what they enjoy doing, from soccer to football, even the chess, Father God, because that's a club, Father God. We also ask for mentors to come in their life, Father God, that way they can get out, the ones that can't get out. Allow someone to come in their life to get them out, that way they can see, you know, sports, enjoy games, Father God, and get the knack of it and grow to love it, Father God. So we send out the spirit of good activities, sports activities, every category for the children of the world to be aware of, to crave, desire, and do. And we thank you in advance.
Amen. Thank you. Sister Nat, would you close us out in prayer?
Lord God, we love you. We love you. We love you. We love you. We love you, Lord. And we thank you that you first loved us, Lord. We just thank you, Father, for being a loving God in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you for this prayer line. We thank you, Lord God, for Sister G and Sister Vivian, Lord God. Thank you for their obedience to your assignment that you've given them, Lord God. And we just ask your blessings to overflow in their lives in every area. And, Father, everyone else that's associated with this line, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we ask you, Father, to hear our cry today, our hearts cry out for the children. Have mercy, have mercy, have mercy, have mercy, O God, upon the children of the world, Lord God. And, Father, the Lord of the harvest, we pray that you send forth laborers across their path in the name of Jesus. We pray your protection upon them, God. Keep them safe from hurt, harm, and danger. And, God, even as the school places now have become such an issue, God, we pray, oh, God, that you would work with the school boards and the states and stuff, the United States, God, that they would have programs that would protect the children in schools, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. So we thank you, Father God. We pray, oh, God, you said in the last days you will pour out your spirit among all flesh, and we believe these are the last days. So we ask you to pour it out upon the children, Lord God, that they would have a desire, Lord God, to serve you like never before in the name of Jesus. So we thank you, Lord God, that you stand over your word to perform it. Your word will not return into your void. And we just thank you for the children. We pray that they would excel, Father, that you give them favor, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And Father, we just pray that they would be vessels of honor for your kingdom in the name of Jesus. So we love you, and Father, we just thank you for the privilege and opportunity to pray. And so we say, have your way in their lives, the children's lives, as well as in our lives. And Lord, we'll be so careful to give you all the glory, the honor, and the praise. We ask a special blessing for Sister Vivian, as I think she's still on her mission. Oh, God, anoint her like never before, God. In the name of Jesus, let the power of God be prevalent in her life in a greater way. In the name of Jesus, and Father, let your blood cover all of us and these prayers. And Lord, as I pray that for Sister Vivian, let the mission field we on in America give us the same blessings. In Jesus' name we pray, and we do give you thanks. We do thank you, Father, that no weapon formed against us shall prosper, and that is the heritage of the righteous. In Jesus' name we pray, and we do give you thanks. Amen.
Amen. Amen. I thank God for each of you all. Thank God for the prayers that went forth. Love you all so much. We'll be speaking soon. Amen. Bye-bye. Love y'all.
Glory to God. Bye-bye.